Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, your almost weekly podcast where we dump our pop culture knowledge into your mental toilets. I'm bringing back the toilet metaphors because we haven't done them in a while and we haven't rebranded.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. So, welcome. I am Cameron.
I'm Honey.
I'm Cody. Hi.
We're all people.
Well, that's debatable, frankly.
I am technically a people. I said technically.
Technically, yeah, very, very technically.
Welcome to the season finale of the podcast.
Yep. We've never really differentiated one season from another,
right. But because we're good at our job.
So this will tentatively be our last episode for 2018.
Season two.
Yep. Exactly.
This is the end of season two, technically.
Yeah. So
you can pick and choose where season one ended and season two began, because yep. We don't even know, really. But
yeah, really, once we got past the random episode numbering, which was already confusing enough as it is.
Right, we were dumb.
Yeah. But, I mean, we do talk a lot about comics, and comics do that, too.
Yeah.
So
we rebooted.
Really, we could have just done a whole bunch of different episode ones.
This is Crisis on Infinite Podcasts.
Yep.
That's the name of this episode.
I like it.
Yep. Even though it has nothing to do with anything we're talking about today.
No, but it's great.
I love it. Okay. Yep.
Nerd Dump Reboot.
Yeah.
The Rebirth.
That could be the next.
New 52?
Funny.
Yeah.
There's 52 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It works out.
It does. And we've done...
Is that the point of New 52?
I don't try to understand...
Like, they release a comic book
logic to begin with.
Yeah.
But then I don't also try to understand anything DC, period.
Right?
When they did the series 52, it was a weekly book, and it came out over the course of a year.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that was... As far as I know, that was the start of it.
Never actually tried to understand that.
It's a lot smarter than I thought it was, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
So they've just kind of incorporated that into different things ever since.
Nice.
So
yeah, season finale.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back full on next year.
Yep.
In the new.
January-ish. Doesn't mean we won't release anything between here and there. If something cool happens... We'll probably record a podcast.
Yeah, more than likely.
Like Cameron was saying, if Avengers 4, if there's news on that, we'll probably record a podcast.
Yeah, supposedly they're going to drop a trailer before the end of the year. As of this recording, we have not seen anything, but if we do, you can probably bet that we'll do our Nerd Dump holiday special about it.
Right.
We'll do a holiday special.
Holiday special.
Yeah.
Yay, deck the bells.
Merry Marvelness. Yep.
So, but yeah. So for tonight though, we're going to talk about a few things. Try to wrap up the season. Mostly some fairly topical things, some timely things that have occurred as of this week. But before we get into that, what have you guys been up to? We haven't actually been all in the same room together for a while.
Yeah, since like last Monday.
Yeah, right. Technically, yeah. It was a little over a week ago, technically.
It's still... It
but
seems,
recording in
yeah.
this room, yeah, it's been a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, and whenever we aren't together for at least a week, I miss you guys, so it seems
yeah.
like longer.
Fair enough.
Since we're going to break for the season finale, we should still try to figure out something to do occasionally to hang out. But anyway, that's not podcast related.
No.
I have been playing a new game. Newish game. It's not new.
It's new to you.
It is in alpha, so it's fairly new still. It's an alpha game. It is a little game called Oxygen Not Included. Basically, this game takes place in space.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you start off, there's this archway that prints off people called duplicates. It prints off duplicates of real people. And you and your crew are duplicates of the real them back on probably Earth. It doesn't have a big story yet. But basically, you start off, you're printed off on this planet, and it's like, uh-oh, something went wrong, and you're in the middle of the planet. And you have to try to survive. So you have to build like a base, a bunker to live in, supply your dupes with food and oxygen and all the resources that you could possibly need, while at the same time not overpolluting yourself. And there's like hydrogen pockets and chlorine pockets you can accidentally dig into. And it's a 2D side-scrollery game, but it's a lot of fun. We had a 3-day weekend, and that's basically what I've done the entire weekend. I bought it on Saturday, and I've nonstop played it since then. I've stayed up way too late every night playing it, because I'm like, it's the kind of game where it is, it literally just eats your time. You don't realize how much time you've sunk into it. Your dupes die a lot. Like, I've had it one time when I was playing in a colony. There was a... everything was fine. Everything was going great. I went to go take out the trash real quick because it was trash night. I came back. All but one of my colonists had died to a disease while I was gone, because I left it playing thinking they'd gather more resources while I was gone. Apparently they all got sick and they died, even though I had medical facilities enough to take care of them all. No idea what they died of. I'm betting slime lung. I don't know.
Maybe dysentery?
I haven't seen that pop up yet. Slime lung's fairly frequent, though, because we dig in a lot of slime to make it into algae to feed the air processors.
Naturally.
So I'm betting slime lung is what took them, but I didn't get to see.
And is this on PC?
It is, yes.
Okay.
It is. It's currently in alpha, so they're still working on it a lot. I find myself playing a lot of alpha games nowadays, though, because a lot of the big released games, while they are fully released, aren't interesting.
And don't do well.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4 flopped.
Really?
Yeah. After it was released, we instantly had people selling it back to us because they didn't like it.
Oh, good.
Red Dead Redemption 2 has been kind of mixed. There's been a lot of people selling it back. I tried it out. Did not care for it at all. There's a lot of storyline and not a lot of doing anything.
Right. Well, that's the fun thing about this game is there's no storyline, all doing everything.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game. I'll have to show you guys a little bit of it eventually.
Yeah.
It is a single-player game. But, yeah, it's all I do right now. Just constant.
Fair enough.
It's mind-numbing. A lot of fun. The art's kind of in the style of Scribblenauts. Kind of looks like that. Have you guys seen Scribblenauts?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like that. So it's fun.
That's cool.
What about you guys? What have you been up to?
Well, speaking of said reboot, I actually started watching the Netflix reboot. I was like, I'm gonna give it a try. I just want to see.
Is it a show or is it a movie?
It's a show.
It's a show. I thought it was.
It's a TV show. I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a chance because I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. Did they just completely reboot? Is it a continuation? And in the very first episode, like, the kids are all going to this high school and they get recruited down to homeroom zero, which is in the basement behind a hidden wall. And they go in and they get called into the game, basically, because they play it. A game or whatever, and they're guardians because some hacker basically found Megabyte, brought him back to life, so he looked like the old one, and he's like, I need to make you better, so he upgraded him. That's why he looks different now.
Okay.
If you saw the previews with him. I haven't seen too much of the old characters. They did, in the first episode, show Dot's Diner.
Okay.
At a glimpse, and then go on, and they saw, and the dog, Frisket.
Right.
He was just wandering around, kind of looking mopey and sad.
So it does exist in the same world as original reboot.
Yes, and I'm thinking it's later on or something.
Interesting.
Now, I started rewatching all of Reboot on DVD because I own all of it.
Of course.
And so while watching it, I was just kind of curious, and I looked up the guy that played Bob, or voiced Bob in it, and he actually makes an appearance in the new show. I haven't watched it all because it's interesting,
right?
But it's kind of like the actors aren't phenomenal,
right?
Like, they're not bad, but when they're in the CG world inside the computer doing whatever. I'm pretty sure they had them like all like in individual booths and was like, okay, this is, you're going to be responding to such and such and do your thing. Those are just very, yay, I did a thing. Hooray. It's like, wow, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Just, so I've not just been like power watching it. It's interesting, but I do like it to a degree, but at the same time, I'm just like, oh my gosh, come on. So it's mixed emotions there.
You still get some of the original reboot flavor, it sounds like.
Yeah. And I know, like I said, just looking at IMDb for the guy that voiced Bob, he voices Bob in one of the episodes.
Okay.
So I'm very intrigued to see what's going to go on there.
It's like when you go to McDonald's right after they finish serving breakfast and you get a cheeseburger. But it still has some of like the McGriddle taste to it.
Yeah.
It's the best burger in the world.
Pretty much.
Except for not that, because that's not as good.
No.
But with the burger thing, awesome.
Yeah. You have to time it just right, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think, isn't the McGriddle one of the things they serve all day?
Yeah. For some reason, later in the day, they don't taste like that anymore.
They probably have specific ones that they cook.
I'm fairly certain they've already fixed most of them and they just nuked them, because last time I got a sausage biscuit like in the PM,
right,
it was very soft. It had been nuked.
Fair enough.
So,
lame.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah,
brought to you by McDonald's.
Yeah. No, but I've actually just been watching a lot of Netflix original series stuff.
Right.
I've finished watching all of Disenchanted, which is a really good show. I watched all of Hilda.
What's Hilda? Oh, yeah, I haven't
I think
Hilda
I mentioned
yet.
That to you.
I wanted to watch that
one.
That
was
really, really good. I like Disenchanted a lot, too.
Yeah.
There was another Netflix. Oh, yeah, The Dragon Prince. I finally finished that one as well. I think I told you guys about it before. Like, it has kind of the Avatar The Last Airbender kind of feel to, like,
yeah,
art style and everything.
About that,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. I finally finished that one. So I'm looking forward to Disenchanted and The Dragon Prince, like, the continuation, because they're kind of like, they leave off like, what was going to happen next?
Right.
Hilda, like, I'm sure they'll make more, and I want to see that, but that doesn't have, like, a cliffhanger ending, so.
Yeah, She-Ra premieres this week, too. I want to try that.
It popped
out.
Up. Yeah, no. When I left work today, I got a thing from Netflix saying that it was up, and I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to watch that. Because, you know, I love cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. You can watch it now.
Ooh, yay. So, I haven't really watched a whole lot, but I did play a new game. Not new, but
right,
new-ish.
Right.
New to
you? Yes. We played What Do You Meme?
Oh, yeah. It's like the Cards Against Humanity, just with pictures.
Oh, I want to play that game.
Basically, yes. It is a lot more fun than it sounds.
Oh, right.
Like, you take a picture. A lot of them are, or at least a few of the ones that we had were fairly famous internet memes. Like, there's the burning house and the
little
girl in the foreground.
Yeah.
A bunch of random ones that I've never seen before. Right. I'm betting it's just, like, stock photos that they could use.
Probably.
Because
that's where
honestly,
memes come from.
Right. You honestly might run out of meme photos. But it's a lot of fun, and it is very Cards Against Humanity esque. Like, it's a lot more offensive than I intended.
Way more offensive than I thought it would be. Those two cards.
Yeah, like there's one in particular that I'm fairly certain is on par with like some of the more raunchy Humanity cards.
Fair enough.
But no, it's very recommended. It's a lot of fun. It's one of those where you have to be in the mood for the game,
right,
and you have to know, you have to be able to play it well. It's not just a matter of reading the cards, but
right,
it helps to have a good delivery too.
Yep.
Because it's very easy to get out of Cards Against Humanity if you have someone that's just flipping through and reading the cards as opposed to having some personality. So it's kind of a requirement to play, but it's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it. And they've got a ton of expansions now, too, apparently.
I know I've seen 3 or 4 expansions for it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think there's a Game of Thrones one.
Game of Thrones, there's like a Weed one, there's some base, just normal numbered expansions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it at your store. Probably going to pick it up.
There's a game that's like that I really want to play by the Cyanide and Happiness people.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you ever, you guys ever seen that game?
Mm-mm.
I've seen the comic strip, but I know they had games at the place that we were playing it. So.
They have a game where basically each card is just a panel from a comic strip. And you, the person who's like basically who's the black card guy from Cards Against Humanity plays a card, and then you have to play like two cards after that to finish the comic. Or something like that. Or the person plays a card, or you flip a random card, a person plays a card, and then it's, everyone else has to play a third card to finish the panel. And that's, from every time I've ever seen it played, I've never played it myself, looks hilarious.
That looks really good.
I really want to play it.
I've been kind of intrigued by, I got for my birthday, actually, it's like Deadpool, what was it? Deadpool versus the World or something?
Yeah, you brought that over here once.
But we didn't get around to playing it. It seems like Cards Against Humanity, except for the card that would be like the normal white cards for Cards Against Humanity. Right. Like it says something and has a blank on it, so you write in your own response because all the cards are like
whatever.
Multiple markers and stuff with it. So it's like Cards Against Humanity, but with Deadpool flavor, and you get to write in your own stuff.
Nice.
So you can make it even worse.
That.
Or not so bad if you don't want to, but you know, we'll make it worse.
That sounds quality.
So yeah. So that's that's what's.
We'll have to play that at some point.
Hmm? Yeah, well, I own it, so that'll happen.
Cool.
All right. Well, we've got a couple topics we were going to discuss. The first one is actually something I shouldn't say we discovered it this week, but that was released this week, and that is the trailer for Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yep.
Not the game, but the movie, which I'm fairly certain up until now most of us thought was a joke.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was being made. I didn't
know they were making a movie of it. When you guys had mentioned Pokemon Detective Pikachu, I thought you were talking about the video game. I'm like, well, we can talk about it, but I've not played the game. I don't know anything about it, really. I don't really care. And then they showed me the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it. It's amazing. It's greatness.
Yeah, we haven't discussed it up until this point.
Right.
So, but I'm imagining we have a lot of opinions on it.
Yep.
If you haven't watched it yet, pause this episode, go watch it right now, and then come back and listen to the rest.
Right.
So we'll give you a second to do that.
It's on YouTube, in case you don't know how to find it.
Yes.
YouTube's an internet site that hosts videos so that you can watch things. www.youtube.com.
Or www.imdb.com.
They have it on there?
They do, and that's where I found it. So...
just wait for the song
I was literally only going to give him a second to watch it. So.
Okay, you should have watched it by now.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, you're lost.
It's weird that you kept listening through that entire thing.
Well done, folks.
So that was amazing, right? You saw it. It was great.
What the hell?
Like, basically, I don't know. It's probably your laptop.
Oh, the laptop?
It's behind you.
Awesome.
What'd you do?
Everything's fine. Keep going.
Okay. So, basically, my take on it is Deadpool Pikachu? Not quite to the Deadpool level, but
In case you don't know, Ryan Reynolds is voicing Detective Pikachu.
And he was Deadpool. And Ryan Reynolds tends to just kind of...
say what he wants.
Play himself.
Yeah. There's definitely in the trailer at least some what seems like Ryan Reynolds'
personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it ad-libbed?
Yeah. Like when he first he's like, "Hey, put down the stapler. I know you don't understand me, but if you don't, I'm going to electrocute you."
Right.
And the guy dropped.
You can understand me? Oh, this is great. I'm so lonely.
That doesn't seem like something
that someone would write. That seems like something Ryan Reynolds would say.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
And since that's kind of what he did for Deadpool, that's why I say Deadpool Pikachu. And I've had a picture of Pikachu dressed as Deadpool for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I posted it on Facebook at one point, like a year or two ago.
Yeah. I think so.
But,
you can see the future.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a prophet.
I'm an oracle.
There you go.
I just don't do enough drugs anymore.
Yeah.
It's the time travel, not drugs.
Right. That's true. You're a time traveler.
I am a time traveler. That's where I get my good drugs. I haven't been to the future in a long time.
Right. Now, there is a young female who is seen towards the beginning of the trailer with a Psyduck.
Mm-hmm.
Who I've seen her in a couple shows that I watch. Horrible actress.
Who? Yeah, the only person that I recognized to any degree was the cop that was at the beginning.
Was he from Inception? He's in that.
Yes,
he's been in other stuff too. But I don't know his name either. I just know I've seen him in other stuff.
Ken Watanabe.
That sounds like a famous name I've heard.
He is in Dark or not Dark Knight, but Batman Begins,
Inception,
and Godzilla.
That was it.
Like I said, I've seen him in other things. He's the only one I recognized.
Yep.
Although the main kid does look familiar. Like, I'm probably sure I've seen a trailer with him in something else, but I've not actually seen
him. Maybe he was younger or something.
I don't know.
I think he was in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, was he the tech nerd guy?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Let's look.
I haven't seen it yet either.
But you haven't seen Fallen World?
No. Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have. I think I own it, actually.
Yeah.
Unless you guys borrow it.
He's definitely the same
kid. He wasn't bad.
He's definitely the same kid from the trailer for that. I haven't seen the movie, but I recognize him now that you mentioned that.
Yeah,
what'd you think, Cam? You haven't said much yet.
I think it looks like it could be a genuinely good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just excited for it because it's, you know, live action and Pokemon. It looks decent.
Yeah.
Like,
weirdly.
I
wasn't expecting that.
No, I wasn't. I honestly wasn't even expecting this to be a real movie. I thought we were getting punked by Ryan Reynolds this whole time.
When you guys said Detective Pikachu movie, I was actually thinking cartoon for some reason. I didn't think live action.
Right.
Mm-hmm. None of that had clicked until it started playing.
Yep.
Because if you would have said live action Pokemon, I'd be like, hells no.
Right.
But it looks like it works.
Yeah.
I mean, they look cartoonish, but also like they have texture to them.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know.
I've seen better CG.
I have.
The Charizard that you see in there kind of reminds me of the bad guys from the first live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
a little bit.
But I don't feel like that's going to be as important as how good the story seems and how good the acting seems already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Other than that blonde girl, who I hate seeing her in anything.
She's Catherine Newton?
I don't know her name.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's Lucy.
Catherine Newton? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in a TV show I watch occasionally. She's not even the main character. She's just kind of the daughter of a character, kind of.
Okay.
So she's on the show every now and then, and she is horrible. So unless she's got way better at acting since then.
He's the guy from Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Well, we'll see. I do like that. It has kind of the CG has a goofy sort of Stephen Chow vibe, like if you've seen Kung Fu Hustle or Shaolin Soccer, those movies, it reminds me of that, where it's cartoon CGI.
Dopen is going to be in it too. It's just Deadpool.
It's just a sequel.
I hope this is funnier than Deadpool 2 was.
Ooh, Bill Nye's going to be in it. It doesn't say who he's going to be, but Bill
Nye's
going to be
in it. That's not Bill Nye. That's Bill Nye.
Yeah, I've always heard it said Bill Nye. I know that. I'm not talking about the science.
Okay, I thought you were saying science.
What? That's because all I heard was him say Bill Nye.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see the picture.
No. I'm talking about, you know, the guy that plays vampires and is in a lot of British films because he's British.
Yeah, super British guy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I know who he is.
Okay, as long as 2/3 of us know who you're
talking. All I heard was the name Bill Nye. I'm like, the science guy?
Yeah.
No.
He's probably going to play a scientist.
Yeah.
He's like the Professor Oak or whatever.
That's all he ever does, play a scientist. Ooh, I hope he is like a professor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Do you guys think that there will be like a Nurse Jackie and an Officer Joy or whatever, and they're all going to look the same?
That could be funny. I feel like you have to know the world to really appreciate that.
But
it could be funny. Yeah. I just wonder if, and the fact that they branded this as Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
Colon Detective Pikachu.
Right.
Do we think that this is going to be the first in a series? If it does well.
Right. Oh, there goes my phone. It's dying.
I think it will try. I think it will try to be, but I do worry that similar to a lot of things Ryan Reynolds is in,
mm-hmm.
he's kind of the stake that holds the tent up.
Yeah.
You know? So if you try to go like, oh, we're going to do a story about that Squirtle that wears sunglasses. And
oh, that'd be cool.
That's probably not going to be as fun, though.
I can see that, but at the same time, I feel like, I mean, a lot of people were campaigning for Danny DeVito to
yeah.
play Pikachu. I kind of feel like the fact that you, if you
Why?
Have...
Because can you imagine that voice coming out of little Pikachu?
No.
There's a dubbed version of one of the
yep.
games that has his voice.
I've
that,
that
sounds horrible.
It would have been funny, Gilbert Godfrey as Pikachu.
No. That'd be like a Woba Fett or something.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gilbert
yeah.
Godfrey, voice Woba Fett.
Anyway.
He's got a great voice. But no, I think having the main Pokemon there,
mm-hmm.
I think would still... I don't think Ryan Reynolds needs to be in this movie
right.
for it to succeed.
Right.
No, it's Pokemon.
I think it's going to succeed.
I think Ryan Reynolds being in it is going to draw in a lot of people that normally wouldn't watch
it. I think it'll draw
in movie.
More adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than it would... Like, I think you're going to get a lot
this
of kids.
It really doesn't look like it's geared for kids,
it
though.
It doesn't, but
uh-uh.
I think it... It's
I
still
mean,
Pokemon.
It's still Pokemon, but you got to realize, too, there's a lot of the Pokemon fan base that still loves Pokemon that are in
right.
their 20s and 30s.
Yep.
Like us.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I get it. I get a Disney Pixar vibe. Like, this is a hard
right.
PG-looking
yep.
movie.
Kind of like Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's, you have, I wouldn't say a mature humor, but you have jokes that adults can appreciate,
right.
and
yeah.
then you've got the...
Well, that was the thing with Shrek. Like, they
yeah.
had the adult jokes that, you
mm-hmm.
know, it was still presented in a way that was funny for
right.
kids, but at the same time, the adults actually fully got what was going on.
Right.
So, right.
Fun. The kids were like, oh, that donkey's funny, and then the parents are like, did he just hump that dragon? Could be. I'm looking forward to this now. I wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to it now.
Me too. This has been a very like polarizing thing, but I want to get your opinion before we move on to
okay.
other things. Furry Jigglypuff.
Yeah, right? I've never pictured him as furry.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I didn't. I imagine most of them are furry, because, I mean, Pikachu
right.
always looks smooth,
right.
too, but
mm-hmm.
yeah,
I imagine most of the Pokemon are furry or scaly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when
yeah.
they're drawn, and, you know, when they first came out, I mean, obviously there's only so much, they didn't just draw the
right.
fur and stuff
mm-hmm.
on them.
Picturing a Jigglypuff with, like, skin, though, just a skin ball, is
disgusting. Yeah.
See,
although I like the little, like, greaser gang hairdo that it had.
Mm-hmm. See, it doesn't bother me. Like, a lot of
yeah.
people are like,
yeah.
it needs to be more, like, gelatinous or, like,
Why?
Soft serve. Because that's what it looks like.
Jigglypuff's supposed to be cute, though.
Yeah, I think...
That one looked menacing.
That's true.
And that's why I thought it was cool looking.
Yeah, it went from cute to surly like
yeah.
that. I really like the Jigglypuff.
Well, there was a guy, he was standing on like a bar table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy sleeping at the bar, so clearly Jigglypuff was singing, and the guy passed out. And you know how mad Jigglypuff's
oh, yeah.
pass out when they sing.
Oh, oh my god, you're right.
Yeah. So
that's a fun little detail.
Right? I'm looking forward to this
movie, I didn't put
guys.
That together, but yeah.
I
makes more
so
sense now.
This movie.
I am too. And if they do go like into a franchise or something, it might be interesting to see them bring in like the main, like Ash and Misty,
right.
maybe.
Right.
I feel like you could still do some of the humor like we've seen in this,
yeah.
but bring in those characters could be
yeah.
really neat.
I think it'd be fun if they went kind of like the way Marvel's going now with their franchise, though. Where they're not all, they don't all feel the same.
Yeah.
Like if they did a different Pokemon movie that was a little more science based, like maybe Pokemon in space. I don't know if Pokemon go to space. I assume with that level of technology, they can go to space though.
Probably. And I mean, if they go science fiction, I mean, that would be like Mew and Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Which could
or
be awesome.
What is it? Dioxide or Dio? What is that weird alien looking one? Dioxys?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a few alien-looking ones and a few robot-looking ones.
They can even do like a kind of a horror one with that one that wears like a Pikachu hat all the time. The one that wears Pikachu skin. Yeah,
that's
ooh,
not horror-based though. Really,
he's not. No, but if you can see, supposedly, if you see him without, like, if you see the real him, you go insane or something like that.
Huh?
Which could be fun.
I thought you're talking Mimikyu, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a really sad creature that wanted love.
It does.
And,
that's because underneath the thing, it's horrifying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But just
it's like
a
crazy
ex-girlfriend
situation is what you can do.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Not like it's going to murder you, but it wants your love. It's stalking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can do a lot of the stuff with a lot of those ghost Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can make some fun, like, horror-esque.
I just hope that if they do this, they don't make it so, like, there's the legendary Pokemons and the Pokemon that are basically gods.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to see those owned by people or anything like that. It's like,
yeah.
I've got a Mew, well, I've also got a Mew. Why do you both have Mews? That's stupid. Like, in Pokemon Go right
mm-hmm.
now, there's all those things where you can unlock the rarer Pokemon. So it's
mm-hmm.
like everyone has that, and it's like, well, that's not...
Which,
rare anymore.
Okay, so you have some of those different ones, and then like you get those different legendary ones for completing the 7 stamps in a month kind of thing. Then they come out with this month is the Shedinja. It's like, that's a skin of a Pokemon.
What's
like,
a Shedinja?
It's it's a ghost bug type. It's a... In the game, when it was first originally there, you had the Nincada or whatever, but when you evolved it to a certain point, when it... You had to have a fifth, or you could only have 5 Pokemon with you. So
mm-hmm.
you had to have your 6th slot open.
Oh, the skin.
So when he evolved, he shed off his exoskeleton, and that became the Shedinja.
Yeah.
I actually got one of those today.
Yeah, because if you get so many stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
How is that a legendary Pokemon? Because the other ones were all the different legendary, like, dog ones.
Right.
Yeah.
So I stopped playing Pokemon Go for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently kind of got back into it. Did they ever release that paintbrush Pokemon, the one that has a paintbrush on his tail?
Smurl
from Gen 2?
I haven't seen
Smeagol.
It.
Yeah.
Smeagol? I'm trying to remember what his name was, but I know which one you're talking about, but no, I haven't seen that one.
That's weird. I need to play more.
Yeah.
I like Pokemans.
Yeah. Yeah, Andrew started playing, got me back into it. Then I told him about Ghostbusters. Game like that.
And my phone won't play that game.
And,
yeah.
Andrew's been playing that nonstop. I tried playing it, but, like, my phone dies so fast.
Yeah, I can't even get to load. My phone's too old. I need a new phone.
That's weird.
Yeah. But my phone's, like, 6 years old, so I need a new phone either way.
Yeah.
It's probably a smart idea.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
Pokemon.
Detective Pikachu.
Yes. So,
yeah, say we're talking about a rabbit hole at this point.
Right?
So.
Yeah. So, needless to say, we're all excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good. I don't, unless that one girl is, like, a bigger part of the movie than she looks like she is in the trailer and ruins everything, I think it'll be fine.
I think.
Even if she's bad at what she does, I think Ryan Reynolds will make enough fun of her that it'll be okay.
So. She's a real bad actress.
Because she probably won't be able to understand Pikachu.
Yeah, that's true.
And he'll be saying all sorts of stuff about her, and she won't know. She'd be like, oh, you're so cute. You're dumb.
And the part where the guy's on the street asking people if they can understand what Pikachu's saying, and the one lady goes, you're so cute. I was expecting more Deadpool to come out of it.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm really hoping it does. Like, you know, in the Deadpool
trailer,
like, they say they do one thing, and then when I actually went to the Deadpool movie, it was different.
Right.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah. So, speaking of Deadpool, before we go much further, you guys have seen where they're re-releasing Deadpool 2 as
a PG-13.
Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay. So, they're coming out with a new cut of Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2, right?
Yeah.
For Christmas, around Christmas. That is a PG-13 cut of Deadpool 2. However, it is, supposedly, it's going to start off with Deadpool telling a story to a kid. To not a kid. He's an adult at this point. What's his name?
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
who is going to be reprising his character from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prince Savage is
I understand. I'm just mind boggled by what's going on, but I'm listening.
Deadpool is pretending to basically be the grandpa, telling the story to the kid, and that's the PG-13 cut of Deadpool 2, is the story he's telling.
Okay.
Now, I've heard a theory that the reason they're doing this is trying to help to blend Deadpool into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily making it so Deadpool's PG-13, but they're testing it to see if it can be PG-13 so they can put him into Avengers movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also, by doing this, they're making it canon that Deadpool 2 is just the story Deadpool is telling.
Oh!
Huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you can just go be like, yeah, these Deadpool and Deadpool 2, their stories told by Deadpool, a lunatic. Here he is in the MCU.
That's interesting. See, I didn't know about that part of it.
It's a theory. No one said it for sure.
Right.
It's a good theory.
Right.
I like it.
Because I think, having seen the second one, mm-hmm. I think it could work as a PG-13.
Oh, yeah. It should be able to.
Because
there's parts possible. You have to cut out, like exploding people. And,
right.
I think there were tiny dick. You have to cut the tiny dick out.
Yeah, right. Some of those jokes could...
He's total shirt-cocking it.
Some of those jokes are good. But a lot of so much of it is mm-hmm. in the cursing, frankly.
Yeah.
And... a lot of it's just gratuitous. They don't need it.
No. Yeah.
So I think I mean,
Deadpool doesn't need to be Deadpool, but he is.
Right. True.
Right.
I think it'll be interesting. I already own Deadpool 2 because mm-hmm. I try to own all the Marvel movies mm-hmm. except for some of the crappy ones. Like, I don't own X-Men Wolverine Origins. Screw that.
No, nobody needs to have that one.
But, yeah. I might look into getting it again, PG-13.
I think I want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I should give the movie a shot, considering mm-hmm. I didn't care for it mm-hmm. too much. Listen to our Deadpool 2 review, where they liked it and I didn't.
Did we have a review of Deadpool 2?
We did.
Okay.
We did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember half the things we do.
Yeah.
I do remember that I actually bought the second and third appearance of Deadpool today.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody back when he was serious?
The X-Force.
Oh, okay. So... he was a goofball by then, right?
Yeah, he was mildly funny in his first appearance, but not like...
It wasn't the witty...
Like, which Deadpool is he? Because there's the theory that the original Deadpool was killed by our current Deadpool, and then he just took over his life.
Who knows? I quit trying to keep up with that, honestly.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is the second and third appearance of Deadpool.
Nice.
Very cool.
But anyhow.
Yep.
We digress.
Yes.
Because that's what we're good at.
Indeed. So, there's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun tonight, I think. But we kind of need to bring it down and discuss something that also occurred yesterday. As of this recording. It's Tuesday right now.
We're ruining the movie magic here. We don't record on the same day we're releasing.
That's very true.
So. This isn't live. Sometimes. Mind-blowing. Yeah.
Also, you're probably not listening it to the day it comes out.
No. As of this recording, this week, we lost probably, I would say, the godfather of comics with Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Who passed away at the ripe old age of 95.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, thankfully, he lived a nice full life and there weren't any, like, weird life-threatening conditions that took him and just, you know, died of old age. So, I mean, that's a good way to go.
Yeah. I mean, in my family, if you can hit 90, you're golden.
Yeah.
Literally.
And, yeah, right.
Turn into gold.
Right.
Kevin's family's weird.
Basically. Yeah. At that point, for us, you know, passing away is just kind of an inevitability. I mean, it is for all of us, but, you know, we reach a certain point and it's just, you know, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Right.
I think a lot of people were expecting it to happen before too long after the passing of his wife.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times when you get to that age after a spouse passes, it usually happens pretty quickly after.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's different, and we're not trying to make light of it.
No,
at all.
Not at all.
It's just kind of a lot of the things that we see. But the fact that we have had him for so long and that he lived such a long life is pretty amazing.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, he's survived, you know, by his family, but also by an incredible legacy that nobody else in comics really can lay claim to.
No.
I mean, he's created some of Marvel's greatest. He's, if you're not terribly familiar with his work outside of, you know, cameos in all of the Marvel movies, literally all of them, I think. He's created Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Incredible Hulk, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer. So he's definitely has a wealth of characters that are going to live on in his name.
Yep. He's the man. Stan the man.
So we're all just kind of depressed about it.
It's actually one of those things, like, whenever you hear about a celebrity dying, I don't want to sound cold and callous or anything, but I usually don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, death's a natural thing in life. I mean, I didn't break down in tears or anything when I heard that Stan Lee died, but that actually was probably one of the few that actually hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, this actually sucks.
Yeah, Cameron told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cameron told you too.
Yeah.
You're welcome,
Cameron.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hey, I was in a lot of pain. I needed you guys to share it with me.
Understandable.
So, but yeah, no, it's, there have been quite a few in recent years that have affected me, like, to the point where it's kind of hard. I shouldn't say hard to function, but it's hard to really know how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like Carrie Fisher, for instance.
Yeah, it was a hard one.
Alan
Rickman.
Yeah. Like, just actors that you expect to see in movies you know, however long, and all of a sudden, they're just gone. I do feel like a lot of us thought, you know, Stanley, you know, eventually, and I've seen stuff on Twitter where it's like, you know, I'm going to be really upset when I see, you know, his name in memoriam in a Marvel movie.
Right.
Or he won't be doing any more cameos. And it's like, well, yeah, that is.
They did pre-record a ton of different extra cameos to continue on past his death. Like, I know that's what they said. So I don't know what all they've still got planned out for that.
Mm-hmm.
There was an announcement about it recently that the last Stanley cameo is going to be in Avengers 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because the way they always talked about it made it sound like they were just going to try to do enough stock footage for a while to go.
I think a lot of that was Fox, since they don't exist anymore.
Oh.
Right. Not like that anymore. And I'm not sure if that was true. I heard that as well.
Yeah, I heard that all over the place. I was like, that'd be really cool.
Right.
But, I mean,
if this is what they announced today is true, that leaves just Captain Marvel and then Avengers 4.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, but I mean, Avengers 4, it's the last of, well, for the Avengers movies as we know them now.
Yeah,
I kind of think
they're not making Avengers movies after that either. So,
sad I didn't know.
At least not that we know.
Well, they'll probably
change
the names. I'm betting they'll go into like Ultimates and Champions and X-Men.
Young Avengers, maybe.
Maybe Young Avengers.
So, but yeah, as we know the series.
West Coast Avengers.
Hopefully. Great Lakes.
Yep.
But yeah, I think if his last appearance is in a Marvel movie is Avengers 4, I think that's appropriate.
Yep.
I mean, sad nonetheless, but I feel like if, you know, he was going to retire from doing it, that would be the last one I would want to see him in.
Yeah.
So
he got to be in three different Spider-Man franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Every single one.
Well, he was even in the Venom, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I think I was looking through the IMDb listing, and I was pretty sure I saw him for that. So.
He had a cameo in there.
So, I mean, it's like, because you even have that one, so yeah.
I mean, heck, he had a cameo in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, what? I still need to see that movie, though.
So good.
But, yeah, because I was looking up to see exactly which cartoon, like, the name of the animated series that I was watching, because I was just thinking, you know, talking about all these cameos and stuff, I think we should bring up, like, our favorite cameo that he's been in. I have to say, hands down, my favorite. It's a little bit longer than just normal cameo in the movies, but in the Ultimate Spider-Man
animated series. Like, he was a janitor.
Oh, yeah.
At the high school, which turned out that he was actually also a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
Which was really cool, and he was the principal for a short period.
Yep.
But, Nice. That was so great. I loved his character in that. That was probably, hands down, my favorite. Because, you know, it was Stan Lee, and mm-hmm. where it wasn't just, you know, live action, he could actually do a lot more in the show.
Yeah.
Since it was animated.
Right.
But he brought that character to life, and it was so great.
Right. I really, really liked his cameo at the very end of Big Hero 6. Again, animated. It was in the after credits sequence where you find out he is the dad to the lizard guy.
Oh, is that what the... See, like, I haven't ever seen that one. Like, we were watching a little thing, and it had the different clips from cameos, and I saw it, and I was like, what?
But basically, the lizard guy is at his home because he lives in a mansion or whatever, and he accidentally opens up a secret passage to his dad's superhero lair because his dad's an actual superhero.
Oh. Yeah.
So Stan Lee got to be a superhero in that
movie. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I don't know that I necessarily have a favorite. I mean, I like him in the first Captain America,
right.
where he's in the audience, and when they're supposed to bring out, you know, Captain America, it's some guy telling him that he's not there, and he's looking over at the guy that comes down. He's like, I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the funniest one that he's done.
Yep.
But my favorite would probably be the first Spider-Man, mm-hmm. like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Right.
Just because my memory of that was he was just supposed to be in a crowd scene. And then fleeing from debris that, you know, caused by the Green Goblin. But he was like, no, I think I should do something else. Mm-hmm. He's like, because there was a little girl who was also going to be running. He thought it would be a good idea to, you know, pick her up and, you know, kind of rescue her. Because I remember seeing that in like an interview or might have been the commentary or something. But that's probably my favorite cameo just because of what he wanted to do as opposed to, you know, what was in the scripts. Or,
right.
You know, his notes, whatever. Yeah,
the creator of all these superheroes showing that he's a hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, then you also have the, you know, him working at a strip club. That cameo was awesome.
Right.
Yeah, apparently that's one of his favorites. I'd be okay being on that, you know, shoot for that day.
Yeah. This is a harder one to banter about, guys.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make light of some things, but it's definitely more of a serious tone than we usually ever take with anything.
Yeah, I mean, we can just kind of talk about some of his accomplishments, too. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he's more than just his cameos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the comics that he's created. And,
yeah.
I mean, just the sheer amount of fans that love him and have done stuff based on being inspired by him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he even had that one superhero TV show, like, you know.
Yeah, who wants to be a superhero?
Yeah.
I loved that show.
It was fun.
Forgot about
it. It was dorky, but it was real dorky.
Yeah. But, I mean, but it's I like people that wanted to be superheroes and do stuff, I mean, and they wanted to do it because of somebody mm-hmm. like Stan Lee.
Yep.
And it wasn't just like, oh, you know, I like this comic book randomly, and I don't care who did it. It's just like Stan Lee impacted so many people. Because actually, Cody and I, while we were waiting for you to show up, were watching a video, and it was a bunch of the different Marvel Cinematic Universe people, like them reading different like messages that they tweeted mm-hmm. and other stuff, talking about the loss of Stan Lee. And that was just incredible seeing so many people say so. And I shouldn't even just say Marvel Cinematic Universe, pretty much all the different cameos, because they even brought up a few of the different ones.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, Jessica Alba from the Fantastic Four movie
mm-hmm.
and other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool.
Mark
you know?
Hamill. Even that
yeah, Mark Hamill, and he wasn't even in
yeah.
any of those. So.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Yeah, but, I remember when they were talking about the one that we watched, they were talking about the wedding issue and how he wrote him and Jack Kirby into that.
Yeah.
And they were...
weren't allowed in.
They weren't allowed in. There's that little scene in Rise of the Silver Surfer,
yep,
where he shows up playing himself,
yep,
and he's not allowed in.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be my favorite game.
That was a good one, too.
Just because...
He even says, "I'm Stan Lee."
It's a good old thing, so man, move along.
Comics.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah.
Then I really do like when he's talking to the Watchers about his different roles.
Guardians too.
Because he's like, there's even that time I, you know, Federal Express guy, and like, she's like, that's awesome, because he's recounting the different appearances in all these different movies.
Yep.
So it's like, it's almost like he is a Watcher.
A little bit.
Or something, at least.
Or some kind of cosmic being.
Jeez, yeah, he was something. Oh, Tony Stank.
Tony
Stank. Civil War.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh, my God, I forgot how funny that was.
That was great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he's a bit... It's hard to talk about.
Oh, yeah. There's so much, and...
Did you guys ever see Mallrats, the Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah.
He was actually really good at that.
Yeah. Nick was talking about that earlier today.
Which was funny, because then after Nick left, we were watching some other videos, and then I was like, hey, there it is.
Yeah.
There's the Mallrats cameo.
Mm-hmm.
I even showed that.
Yeah. Again, playing himself.
Yeah.
He has a beard in that. You haven't seen him with a beard in a very long time.
Yeah.
Dude was a class act.
So. Created some of the best, or at least co-created some of the best superhero characters out there.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of them, like, inspired the movies that we see today. Like, there's that issue of Amazing Spider-Man, I think the final chapter, where it's basically him under rubble trying to survive. That was kind of in Homecoming.
Under the plane, yeah.
The Spider-Man No More, we saw that in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, when he lost his powers.
Yep. And then again in Amazing Spider-Man 2, which also had death of Gwen Stacy, spoiler. Not really, because everyone knows she's dead.
Yeah.
But.
So I just thought of another one that hopefully he should be in a cameo in the Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, and that's an animated one, too.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they probably would have, because that's coming out before too long. So that
comes
should.
Out this December.
Yeah, so that should. He'd already have been in that. Yeah.
He might even be in the Dark Phoenix New Mutants movies, too.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those have both already been fully made.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home, I think they filmed at least some of it.
Yeah.
So it's
and, which I would imagine if they've already filmed some of it, they probably would have gotten cameos with him already.
Possibly. So we may have,
a handful of movies still.
Yeah, but either way, I mean, if Captain Marvel's the next one that we see him in, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It might be tough knowing that there's more
to
see him in, but
lots of dead space on this podcast. Sorry about that.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry about that. I thought it was cool. He did. I did some research before I had to just frankly stop, but I always thought it was cool that he and Jack Kirby at one point held the record for most consecutive issues of any one comic book.
It was like 102.
Something like that. Yeah, I think it was Fantastic Four Volume 1, which they started at from the beginning. I believe it went on for 108 issues total.
Okay. I was trying to remember, because it said that on one of the videos that we were watching.
Yeah. It was and included annuals. I mean, that was only surpassed by Brian Bendis and Mark Bagley on Ultimate Spider-Man, which drew a ton of inspiration from the original Lee Ditko stories too. So, I mean, I think he had a hand in that, frankly.
Yeah.
Kind of bring things full circle. The title of our episode being Crisis on Infinite Podcasts.
Right.
Crisis on Infinite Earths is considered the first event comic. You could actually even trace that back to The Coming of Galactus. Mm-hmm. It was only a couple issues, but like that was a huge event. I mean, a lot of comics at that point were, you know, Spider-Man is fighting this villain of the month or whatever.
It wasn't really a universe yet.
Yeah. So that was a huge, huge book. Yeah. Not just for introducing Galactus and the Surfer, but just for those, you know, dire consequences. It was a huge story, and I mean, it's still referenced today.
It's the seeds of what we now know as the MCU, honestly. Kind of bringing all the characters together like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted to have, you know, a team book. All of these heroes that were, you know, selling fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next logical step? Well, we could create more, or we could put all of these top tier heroes in one book and
make them punch a big purple dude.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me wonder if we're going to put out like a tribute comic or anything to them.
Oh, I'm sure.
A minimum. I've seen a lot of fan art already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of different, like, I haven't even thought about doing something. And I don't, you know how much I draw nowadays.
Yeah,
me
too. I mean, I got an email from Barnes & Noble saying, you know, in memoriam, hey, here's a bunch of books by Stan Lee we thought you might enjoy. So, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of material out there, which is really cool. I mean, it's kind of a cash grab, but at the same time, it's getting those classic stories in the hands of new readers. So I think there's still an opportunity for people to, you know, find those old stories. Some of them, admittedly, a little hard to read.
Right.
They're pretty rough.
Some of them are old stories.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. I remember reading, like, I think it was the first issue with Sandman I read before Spider-Man 3, and it's hard. But, I mean, there's still some good quality stories out there.
Yeah.
Even as old as they are. So. But any other parting words for our dear departed Mr. Lieberman? That's his real last name, by the way.
I assume.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, just the only thing that seems right is just Excelsior.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of my life choices, honestly, have been. Obviously, the podcast doesn't know what I do for a living, for real.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of my life choices were based off of reading and watching old Marvel products, old like Spider-Man, the X-Men comics, TV show, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of being a person who stands up for what's right,
mm-hmm.
who fights against evil.
Yeah.
No matter what the odds are, it's kind of what I've based my life off of. I work in a field similar still, and it's what I've always tried to do, and a lot of that has to do with Stan Lee, because his creations inspired me and millions, if not billions, of other people like me.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to say I've not been quite to the same extent, but definitely always felt like wanted to be a superhero. Granted, most of the time it looked more like the Punisher than others, but still, I've done a lot of stuff. I actually worked with Cody numerous different times in different fields.
Yep.
That's how we actually know each other, but it's definitely, superheroes have always held a big place in my heart, and Stan Lee being one of the biggest creators of most of the superheroes that I've enjoyed has definitely had an influence on my life.
And even without his heroes, he changed the way comics were made.
Yeah.
He changed it from what we used to have where Superman was just Superman. He didn't have an alter ego, and brought in the concept of Spider-Man being Peter Parker, a teenager during his off times, where he had his own life issues to take care of that weren't yeah. just being a superhero.
And that he actually had problems that he had to deal yeah. with himself, mm-hmm. not just that, bad guys.
A lot of that we can thank Stan Lee for.
Oh, yeah.
Correctly.
He made those larger-than-life characters relatable.
Yeah. Smaller than life, if anything.
Yeah, very true. I mean, and we saw that with the X-Men, too. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, they have these incredible powers, but they also bring in this other, you know, baggage.
Yeah.
You know, with Cyclops, you know, can never take off his visor.
Yeah.
Professor X, the most powerful psychic, is confined to a wheelchair. It's like yeah. all they're of these. They're all
hated just for being born the way they were.
Yeah. yeah. Which, you know, definitely mm-hmm. has ties to his, you know, own, you know, religious history. So, yeah. which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And incredibly sad at the yeah. same time.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I do. He was him.
Yeah. yeah.
What else is there?
I think we've yeah. said what we did.
Stanley speaks for himself.
Right.
Probably will for the rest of eternity.
He's one of the only comic book writers that you can go out into the like on the street and be like, Stanley, and everyone will know exactly who you're yeah. talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People that know nothing about comics, have never read a comic book, know who Stanley is.
Yeah. yeah. And that's an incredible thing to do. I mean, obviously having, you know, this creator cred for all of these superheroes mm-hmm. is pretty amazing, but you know, the fact that anybody knows who he's, I mean, my parents knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's, which is weird.
Right.
But.
Well, my parents do too, but my dad collects comic books, so that, yeah. that's normal.
Right.
Ugh.
So he's had a huge impact, not just on the stories he created and the people that have taken those characters and spun their own stories, but just people who are into pop culture in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys like us who like her into pretty much anything.
Yeah. I mean, without him, this podcast might not even exist, which honestly could make the world a better place.
yeah. It'd free up some time for us, but we'd
probably be a lot more boring.
Yeah. Well, that's our show for this week. Hopefully we didn't bring you guys down too much, but
season finale.
Yeah.
yeah.
yep. We'll be back. Like I said, we may be doing a holiday special here before the end of the year, but we're going to take most of 2018 off to reflect and
spend time with family and friends.
Yep. Our loved ones and our liked ones.
Yeah.
So.
Even a few tolerated ones.
Yeah, them too.
A few straight up hated ones that you just have to spend time with because they're technically related to you now.
the worst.
Yeah.
So on behalf of all of us at the Nerd Dump, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, all of that. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
No.
And you can find us on the Twitter at Nerd Dump Podcast. We will be still posting random surveys and things and stuff that we want to hear from you guys about, like right. topics for next season, next year.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on Facebook. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Podcast Addict for you non-Apple users. And if you wanted to find us individually, where are you guys?
I'm at the Cody Wack on Twitter and Cody Wack Art or the Cody Wack Art on Instagram. I can't remember which.
Yeah.
I'm just straight up Viking Honey on pretty much all of them.
Yep. And I'm at Cameron Kiefer on the Twitter and the Instagram. I draw pictures on both. So that's it for this month, for this season. And thank you guys for sticking with us. We do this every week, or at least almost every week. So you guys can listen to us. And so we have something to do. So we hope you enjoy it, and we hope you'll continue listening to us as we continue into infinity and somewhere else past that.
Excelsior!
Excelsior!
You know, I guess one person can make a difference. Enough said.